something very strange happened. I'm in my makeshift studio, and I'm doing some work, and suddenly that opening that I spoke about earlier opened up in my wall, and there is the woman. And then she says, "David, the baby is dying." She was very stressed out. I could hear it in her voice. And I remember saying, "Baby? What baby?" She says, "Your baby, but it's dying." And I say, "Let me see my baby." And at first she wouldn't do it. And then I just yelled it out, "Let me see my baby." And she held the baby out. She took the baby out of some box. And she picked it up and held it straight out in front of her. And the baby is just dangling there. And I say, "No, no, no. Don't hold the baby like that. Cradle the baby in your arms. Listen, I've got to get there." And then she says, "No, it's not allowed. You can't come here. My baby's dying and I can't come there. Watch this." And I go and I lay down on my bed. I pass out. And the next thing I know, I am there wherever there is. Now, there were three of the insect beings there, plus some other women, a few of the grays, and a little hairy guy.
It's like a cave? This is the underground stuff?
Yeah, it's underground. And one of the insect beings comes over, and he's very upset with me. And he says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "My baby's dying. I want to see and touch my baby." And he just looks at me, and he says, "No." And I don't know what to do. I just remember that I bent one knee, I bent the other knee, and I'm on my knees before him, and I begged him to let me see my baby. And everybody seemed to be a little surprised at what I had done, and then he changed his mind, and he said yes. So anyway, he goes, and he lets me. I see the woman, she's holding the baby in the arms like I had showed her. And then I reach over, and just as I touch the baby, I would say it was something like static electricity jumped from my hand to the baby. And I look at the insect being, and I say, "Whoa, did you see that? Let me do that again." And I reached over, and I touched the baby again. And suddenly, everybody, I sense a great deal of excitement. The other two beings that were there, they were gone. And I look at the Indian, and the insect being looks at me, and he says, "Come with me." And we go into another room, and this room is filled with babies. They were like in little cubicles stacked on top of each other. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, "Whoa, whose babies are these?" He points to me, and he says, "They are yours." And I was there for one reason and one reason only, and that was to touch the baby.
You get the feeling that, so you're telling me this story is that this race, wherever they are, living underground, some alien species needed your help to repopulate or to start a new hybrid species or what? What's your guess? What's going on here?
All I know is that the human touch was very beneficial for the babies. And that's really all I can say. But they were happy babies. They were part human, and they were part of, well, alien, I guess you could say. And anyway, after I had touched the babies, the next morning when I woke up, I was absolutely drained. I couldn't move. I was so weak.